Holidays in Asia are making for thinner trading conditions in the opening session on Tuesday, though overall the picture is looking a little more upbeat with stocks recovering and the U.S. dollar selling off. We think it's possible some of the demand for stocks has come from end-of-month flow, and we also think there are many shorter-term players looking to take advantage of the dip on the expectation that we should get more of the same. As far as the U.S. dollar sell-off goes, it would make sense to see some dollar selling as risk comes back, but we also think signs of rising inflation in other economies could also be a factor. The idea being that rising inflation will put more pressure on those central banks to be thinking about tighter policy, which could have those central banks moving along in the same path as the Fed, which would shift those yield differentials back out of the dollar's favor. But we don't think it will be this simple, and we still feel like the balance of risk is tilted more to risk off and more US dollar upside. More clarity will likely be given when we hear from the ECB and BOE later this week. Earlier today, the RBA was out with its latest policy decision, but didn't make any waves, leaving rates on hold and offering up an as-expected communication. The Australian dollar also didn't get any help from a much softer Aussie retail sales print. Looking ahead, we get German retail sales, German unemployment, German manufacturing PMIs, Eurozone manufacturing PMIs, Canada GDP, and U.S. reads highlighted by ISM manufacturing, construction spending, and JOLTS job openings. That's all for now.